Welcome to Walk the Talk Shorts, our mini series where the founders talk about a different area of well-being and mental health and how it might benefit you and your business. I'm Sean Stansfield and I'm delighted to be hosting today's session. Before we get started, Walk the Talk Shorts have all the features of our longer format Walk the Talks, but these are only 15 minutes or so long. Now, we still do want to encourage you to take us on a walk, if you want to, of course. So plug in your earphones and start walking whilst I do the talking. Use the time to get some fresh air, stretch your legs, and hopefully feel inspired. So let's get into today's short talk. Now, next week is International Stress Awareness Week, an annual campaign to shine a spotlight on stress management. So today I will be sharing insight and ideas around emotional intelligence training in the workplace to support people to have greater self-awareness of when those moments of stress bubble up, which really ties in with our purpose at point three, which is to help as many people as possible to stress less and to smile more. So for any HR professionals, business leaders, and people managers who are thinking about the mental health and well-being of their people, and how to focus on this now and in the future, then this Walk the Talk Short is for you. In our two previous episodes of Walk the Talk Shorts, we've looked at how to create an impactful well-being and mental health strategy within your organization, and then more specifically at mental health training within an organization. Today, we're going to be looking at the impact of emotional intelligence training within an organization. Why do it? Where to start? And how to do it with maximum impact. Now, before we do get started, it's worth making a couple of points. Firstly, there is no silver bullet or one size fits all approach when it comes to supporting your people. Every organization will have different wants and needs. And of course, the first step, as we mentioned in our first episode around well-being and mental health strategy, is to listen to your people and understand the gaps within your organization. And secondly, well-being and mental health conversations do take time to take roots. Therefore, don't be frustrated if that first session doesn't feel as impactful as you hoped it might. It is an ongoing commitment, but do know that by having this conversation, you are showing you are a supportive, compassionate, and caring organization. So let's consider what's happening on a societal level right now. Well, no doubt you're tuning in to a conversation from point three wellbeing because you are already on the journey when it comes to supporting your people within your organization in some form. But let's quickly share some insight into why you might want to be having open and honest human conversations in the workplace. Now, stress is on the rise. All the way back in 2016, the World Health Organization described stress as the health epidemic of the 21st century. Whilst 52% of respondents to a Forbes survey at the end of 2021 said that they had experienced burnout at some point over the previous 12 months. In a recent survey of the global workforce by Microsoft, 37% of respondents said their companies are asking too much of them, whilst one in five think their employer doesn't care about their work-life balance. Business leaders and HR professionals are, of course, experiencing the great resignation firsthand. Microsoft's 2021 Work Trend Index showed 41% of people are likely considering leaving their job within the next year, potentially close to half your workforce. So, showing that you are a human-first organization, which is displayed through numerous ways, one of which is supporting your people with training in the area of emotional intelligence, will go some way to reducing the individual and organizational impact and create engaged and motivated employees. So let's spend a moment now considering what emotional intelligence training is. Now, in recent times, this training in the workplace has been described as the EQ to the IQ, the soft skills to the hard skills. Now, positive psychology defines emotional intelligence training as practical knowledge and skills that help individuals to become fluent in understanding the language of emotions. Okay, so I hear you say that still sounds a bit conceptual. Let's try to make this a little bit more tangible. So this type of training really aims at developing the following: self-motivation, productivity, commitment to profession, confidence and flexibility, empathy, communication skills, long-lasting and strong interpersonal relationships, both personal and professional, of course, self-awareness and self-control. All lovely stuff, but why is this useful in the workplace? Well, of course, in the workplace, this will further develop the following: modeling the right emotional skills within your business, assisting your people to understand and apply the techniques in their real lives, helping leaders and professionals reflect their emotional intelligence on their teams, helping participants to identify the belief system that might be interfering with their effectiveness, exposing the participants to other ways of thinking and reacting to a situation, challenging the participants to create and implement new strategies of understanding and dealing with others at a professional level, encouraging leaders to provide feedback and positive reinforcement to their team and comprehend the happiness of the teammates, and drive diversity of thinking, inspire connection, and create supportive workplace environments. And when you start doing this, well, all of this will build psychological safety within organizations. And this truly is the foundation of high performance. So it will benefit your people and it will benefit your organization. We believe this builds the case for this training within an organization. So while some have coined this soft skills training, in reality, these are some of the hardest, but certainly the most important skills when it comes to thriving as an individual and as an organization. So this might still feel a little abstract. So let's dive a little deeper into emotional intelligence training and how it comes to life within organizations. Now, in our Walk the Talk shorts on creating an impactful well-being and mental health strategy, we talked about that listening and learning phase, understanding the gaps that need to be plugged and building an appropriate program that supports both your organizations and your people's wants and needs, really aiming to look for the center point of that Venn diagram. Now, emotional intelligence training will be one part of your program. It may be that you have specific topics you want to cover that are relevant to your business. It may be you've identified a specific team, a group of peers, or the whole organization to engage in the training. You may decide that this training is opt-in or mandatory. As we said at the top of the show, every organization will have different wants and needs. Now, where we see emotional intelligence training work best within an organization is when that organization creates a diverse calendar of activity on different topics and themes, engaging the whole organization. And you might want to do this by piggybacking on awareness days. This can be a great way to shape the timing of different topics. Now, when organizations have a clear set of communications highlighting the benefits of engaging with the training, it really does increase its impact. And business leaders and senior managers getting behind the training, well, guess what? When they show that they're making the time, engaging, sharing their learnings and being vulnerable, it makes other people believe that they can also take part and truly engage. So through engaging in emotional intelligence training as an organization, you're supporting your workplace to help themselves. You're showing your commitment to supporting them through investing time and resources, and providing your people with the agency to take positive action. Now, at point three, wellbeing, our mindset training is focused around popular subjects and themes in the area of emotional intelligence. We work with specialists to create impactful content that inspires individuals to think differently in different areas, with topics including, but by no means limited to, finding balance, building resilience, managing change, stress versus performance, a spotlight on mental health, menopause. All of our sessions, whether it's 40 minutes or 4 hours, follow the same rhythm and flow. We build awareness and encourage positive action because we know these sessions are only as impactful as the onward action taken by those that participate. But how does this look in reality? Well, Awareness comes in the form of theory around the topic in question, the opportunity to do some self-reflection, and plenty of group discussion. Whilst action is taken through simple, practical tools that show how even the busiest individuals can take small steps to stress less and smile more. Now, well-being and mental health certainly doesn't discriminate. These sessions work across industry, age, race, gender. Part of the human experience is, of course, to be challenged. We believe these training topics will instill resilience, balance, and performance through these times. Now, these sessions are, now those individuals that get the most from these sessions bring an open mind, curiosity, and a willingness to think or do a little differently. We are big believers in the growth mindset. And this is something we're so passionate about. We believe that well-being and mental health underpins how you think, how you feel, and how you behave. And we've seen the positive impact of engaging in this type of training across countless organizations. But we're curious, it is one of our key values. What's worked or not worked in your organizations? What are your challenges when it comes to supporting your people? What are the topics or themes that you want to have conversations around in your organization as we move into 2023? So I encourage you to reach out to us. Our contact details will be in the show notes. But that just leaves me to say thank you to everyone who's tuned in. And if you haven't listened to part one and part two of the series, well, you can find those wherever you listen to your podcasts or on our website, point3wellbeing.com under Walk the Talk. In the meantime, be well, be happy, be you.